Title: Shepherd Mullin secures major victory for Chipotle in nationwide misclassification action by demonstrating variations among proposed class members. Content: The court's opinion in Scott v. Chipotle Mexican Grill demonstrates how employers can successfully combat class action claims that employees were misclassified as exempt. The successful defense of the class certification motion relied chiefly on deposition and declaration testimony to highlight inconsistencies, variations, and individualized inquiries that prevented resolution of the claims at issue on a class-wide basis. On behalf of their client, Chipotle Mexican Grill Incorporated, Shepherd Mullin and Messner Reeves defeated certification of six separate classes involving allegations that the job position of apprentice was misclassified as exempt for purposes of paying overtime wages. They also successfully moved to decertify a collective action under the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, involving the same claims for 516 opt-in apprentices nationwide. The case was brought by seven individuals who had worked as apprentices in various Chipotle stores. The named plaintiffs worked in six states while the opt-in plaintiffs worked in 37 states. Chipotle considers the apprentice position a salaried, management-level position and classified the position as exempt. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit claimed that they, and the other apprentices employed in their respective states, perform insufficient managerial work and that, as a result, all of these apprentices were misclassified as exempt, entitling them to overtime wages. In order to successfully certify the six state law classes of apprentices, the plaintiffs were required to demonstrate that questions of law or fact were common to the apprentices who they sought to represent and that a class action was the superior method to adjudicate their claims. Through plaintiffs' own deposition testimony from numerous other apprentices, and declaration testimony, Shepherd Mullin demonstrated to the court that individualized inquiries as to each apprentice's authority and job duties were necessary to determine if the exempt classification was appropriate. Thus, there was no common proof and class adjudication was inappropriate. Indeed, during the various plaintiff depositions, Shepherd Mullin was able to catch the apprentices taking conflicting positions. For instance, one plaintiff testified that he did not have any say in hiring employees, developing employees, or setting work schedules. However, that very same plaintiff then admitted that he did engage in hiring, evaluating employee performance and scheduling. Another plaintiff testified that she spent the majority of her time on the floor making food. However, that same plaintiff testified that she was running a good store as an apprentice, was involved in marketing, made hiring recommendations, drafted schedules, and assisted with her store's budget. Similar conflicts surfaced in the testimony of other plaintiffs as well as many of the opt-in plaintiffs that showed they were not similarly situated. These inconsistent accounts by the plaintiff and opt-ins demonstrated that apprentices performed their duties in dissimilar ways and had varied authority that required individual, rather than collective analysis. The court also noted that differences in the structure of Chipotle locations, sales volume, and managerial style also affected the amount of time apprentices spent engaged in exempt managerial and administrative duties. Some locations have a general manager or other management-level employee who is responsible for one or more stores that impacts the level of decision-making of an apprentice at the same location. Yet, other locations have no such positions and are managed solely by apprentices. Moreover, locations with higher sales volumes tend to have larger staffs. Apprentices at those locations engaged in more managerial activities such as hiring, discipline, training and supervision than apprentices at stores with lower sales volumes. Because this too factors into whether and to what extent any individual apprentice was engaged in exempt job duties, the court concluded that proof of the apprentice's claims would not overlap and, thus, does not meet the class certification standard regarding common questions of law or fact. As for the FLSA collective action, 516 apprentices opted in to join with the plaintiffs in their claims. In order to determine